to the Creative Bulb Podcast. This is a podcast where we help you get to your full creative potential. My name is Masha Tisa. Really happy that you're able to listen in today. This is season 3 of the podcast, and the theme of season 3 is the art of running. The whole idea is as you run with a vision, as you have this vision, what are the different things you're learning, the challenges? And so I've been able to record a couple of recordings with different guests all together. I'd like you to go check them out, ask a question, give your comments and your feedback. What is it that you're learning? And today I want to do a solo chat, just the different things that has come in mind. And I want to start off with a story. So it's story time. I mean, it's been a while since I did this solo chats, and I'm really excited to do them today. I want to start off with a story. And a story in focus today is from the book of Matthew chapter 16. So the backstory is Jesus was with his disciples and he was just trying to prepare him for what is to come. So let me start off Matthew chapter 16, verse 13. It says, when Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, who do people say the Son of Man is? And they replied, some say you are John the Baptist, others say you are Elijah, and still others say you are Jeremiah or one of the prophets. And Jesus asked them, by the way, who do people say that I am? Then Simon Peter, who's probably like my favorite disciple, came up and said, you are the Messiah, Son of the living God. And then Jesus replied, blessed are you, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. So, and Jesus started telling Peter that from that moment on, that's when his name was changed from Simon to Peter, meaning rock. And Jesus said, on this rock, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And he gave just so many promises. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you lose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And then he just went on to order his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. So let's continue. At this point of scripture, Jesus was trying to prepare his disciples that he was actually going to die. So he was teaching them. He had already done the miracle, so that he had already called the disciples. So slowly by slowly, he was psychologically preparing them for what he had actually come on earth to do. And then, so he started explaining to his disciples that he had to go to Jerusalem, suffer many things at the hands of the elders, and that he must be killed. And on the third day, he will be raised to life. Yeah, so just like as I was saying, so Jesus was just trying to prepare his disciples that he was going to die. And then Peter just took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him and said, never, Lord, he said, this shall never happen to you. Then Jesus turned and said to Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. You are not a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns. So I think for me, in terms of story time, I just want us to focus from verse 13 to 23 with this particular verse in verse 23 that it says, Jesus turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns. So I want us to talk about this scripture. First of all, the fact that at one point Jesus was praising Peter, and Peter had really come up with, he had actually revealed, because people were guessing Jesus was John the Baptist. You know, they had not really understood who this man is. And then Peter had this moment of clarity and just had this revelation, and he was like, you're Christ, Son of the living God. And Jesus even went up and said, by the way, you know, Peter, this flesh and blood has not revealed it to you, but only the Son of God. So it was like he was inspired to speak. And then all of a sudden the tables turned, just from him being inspired and his name being changed and saying, on this rock we'll build a church. And there's a lot that can be discussed about the scripture. So I want you to note how tables stand on Peter again. So Jesus was telling him, you know, people, I'm going to die. He was just trying to prepare them slowly and slowly. And Peter comes up to Jesus and is like, hey, Jesus, you're not going to die. So Jesus now came up, and that's when he was telling him in verse 23, get thee behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns. So I just want to give a disclaimer. He wasn't necessarily calling Peter Satan. It's just that Satan must have spoken through Peter. It wasn't him as well. And so I just want us to focus on this scripture, even as I gave my story. And today, today's topic of discussion is just about clarity. And clarity is one of those things that I think all of us seek to find. You know, the aim of this podcast is to help you get to your fullest creative potential. But even one thing I'm learning is, even as we run with a vision, sometimes it may not necessarily be clear. You know, you have ideas, you have everything else, but there's no clarity at some sort of some sort. So the question becomes, how do you get to have clarity? And I know people can have a lot of insights and a lot of things, but I just want to share from my experience. I've had instances in my life, and I continue having them, where I thought that I actually have a moment of clarity. Just the same way Peter, at this point, he's been walking, the disciples have been walking with Jesus, and then Peter was like, you know what? He had that moment of clarity. You know what? You are Christ, Son of the living God. Everybody else thought this is John the Baptist, you know. And even disciples were walking next to Jesus and they didn't necessarily know who he was. So there are moments in my life that I thought I knew what I thought I had clarity, but then I end up realizing that I don't necessarily have that much clarity, and I continue to discover. And there are moments that I think I actually have that clarity and I'm really sure of a particular goal. But then, just like Peter, tables continue turning, and I'm going to continue to explain. So clarity is just, you know, when you're clear, when you have that point in your mind where you feel like you're clear about your goals, you're clear about your intent, you're clear about what you'd want to do and how you'd want to go about them. So in this case, because you're running with a vision, first of all, you're clear with the vision, exactly what it is. You're clear with your intent. Why are you doing this particular thing? Maybe you're clear that you want to do a podcast. You're clear that your intention is to help people get their full creative potential. You're clear about how exactly you're going to do it. So that's, in a way, I can describe that it can be a moment of clarity. But then at the end of the day, something, in a way, tables tend to turn. For you even to move forward, not unless you have clarity, sometimes you find it can be really confusing, especially if you don't have clarity on your goals. Yes, you want to lose weight, but why do you want to lose weight? What's your intent? How do you intend to do that? You know, I have this vision. How do I intend to do that? I don't have clarity. Yes, I want to do so many things. The ideas are many, but they are hazy. But what do I go with first? And am I really clear? And am I intentional about it? Reason why sometimes I struggle with clarity is because I get new ideas every single time. So before I even implement idea 101, I already have idea 304. So it's always been a struggle for me to choose and say, you know what, Masha, this month, your goal is to do this. This week, today, your goal is to do this. Any? Getting at that point of clarity about my intention and how exactly I want to do it. Another simple example is maybe even with the podcast as well. I'm very clear. Even when I was doing this Art of Running vision, I was very clear. This is what I intend to do. This is how I intend to do it. But then in some way, just things come up, you know, when the tables turn. And that's what I want to talk about today, when the tables turn on you, when you have this particular vision in mind. Now, one thing I've learned is at that point, when a moment of clarity comes in, there's always something that comes up to test your resolve. And even this idea and concept, I really got to understand when I was listening to a podcast by Vusi Thembekwayo, the Ideas That Matter podcast. And he also highlighted this as well. And I was like, yes, that is exactly what I mean. You know, when you think you've gotten a moment of clarity, something always comes up to just test your resolve. You're like, you know what? Are you really sure this is what exactly you want to do? Backstory to our scripture. So Jesus knew Peter got a moment of clarity. This is Christ, Son of the living God. And even before the prophecies were told about this person who's going to be a suffering servant, he's going to save us all. That entirely was the vision. So in terms of Jesus, for the 3 years he was on earth, his mission was already clear. His purpose was clear. He already had intention. His strategies were very clear, because he started off by calling disciples, preparing them, teaching them the ways of God, about the kingdom of God, performed miracles to show that his authority as a king. And then he also now started preparing them for his death.
But then now, in a way, Jesus had reached his point of clarity. And then even Peter had realized, oh, wait, what? This is actually the Messiah. And if he was to think about all the previous teachings, he would remember that he was supposed to die and all those things. Peter now comes up to Jesus, which is probably like my favorite verse. And he says, never, Lord, this shall never happen to you. And he said, get thee behind me, Satan, you are a stumbling block. You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns. So I'm really interested in this reply. So when you reach a moment of clarity, for example, there's a time when a friend of mine, we decided, you know what, as we just want to do freelance things, not freelance, we want to be self-employed, we want to build our businesses, we want to grow, you know, I want everything in me to really grow. So we reach that moment of clarity. So, like I said, every time you reach that moment of clarity, something comes up to test your resolve. Then, all of a sudden, a certain job that was really interesting, the employer started calling me. They're like, you know what, I want you to do this job, 8 to 5. So I was really confused. I was like, wait, after I've already decided to be like this kind of person, to be doing so many things that I go. So this 8 to 5 job comes and I'm so confused. It was in a way just testing my resolve. Same thing, you've decided to do probably a podcast or you've decided to work on this book. There's always something that will always come up to test your resolve, you know. Or a perfect example is, I know of someone who decided, you know what, I want to be more bold. I want to do my businesses. I want to, you know, start building my brand. I want people to know me for me. And then all of a sudden, all the brands she was building for, all the companies, all the work she had for other people, they were gone. You know, they were not there anymore. And now you're here, you're like, it's testing you and asking you, are you really sure this is exactly what you wanted? Yes, because you said you wanted to build yourself. Now you have all the time to build yourself. Is this really what you wanted? So I don't know how to explain it, but it comes in different forms. The moment you reach a moment of clarity, something will always come up to test your resolve, just to ensure that you are clear about your vision. I can decide today I want to be doing a recording every day of the week. And then they're like, hey, are you really sure? So my schedule becomes fixed. I become so busy. But then at the end of the day, this was my resolve. Are you really sure, Marsha, this is what exactly you want to do? And to me, for me today, just to finish it up, I just want to encourage you that every single time when we think we have reached a moment of clarity, you can always give up some distance and say, you know what, I want to think about this issue. You don't necessarily have to find a solution at that point. Yes, you're faced with want to build yourself. There's this job that is coming up. Always take a sit back, you know, give it time. Just give the solution time. Give it time for it to grow, because slowly by slowly, you don't necessarily have to come up with a decision immediately. You'd find that eventually you'll find that you come up with a really, really, really good solution. And sometimes you find even you're very clear, you know, your purpose was to come teach people about the kingdom of God, and eventually you're going to die and resurrect on the third day. That is like Jesus. And then so many times stumbling blocks come, you know. People like Peter, who have really good intentions, then start telling you, you know what, you're not going to die. You have this vision, you know, your work is to build this company and you're focused on building this company. And then the different Peter voices, I'm going to call it quote unquote Peter voices, come up to you and tell you, no, don't do this company, these things, the economy is really bad, the government is going to sabotage your dream, all those things are going to happen. You know, as you continue running with the vision, you're like, no, you can't do a school, schools are suffering, the curriculum is useless. You know, so many things people just can't keep on saying. And sometimes they have really good intentions. They tell you, don't invest into some of these things. You know, you're clear. You said, I want to invest in, let's say, cryptocurrency or whatever it is you want to do, forex trading or whatever. You're clear. But then people around you start saying, you know what, don't do it. Or you can do something better instead of doing this business that you want to build. You know what, don't build a business, go get this, do this particular thing that is probably distracting you from the entire purpose. So my advice for you is, if you're clear, you know exactly what you want, you know exactly how you want it, even as you find that moment of clarity, you need to be very aware of the different voices that will come around you. Voices that have very good intentions, not necessarily people who are ill, people who want bad things for you. Could be from parents who are telling you, you know what, no, yes, this is nice, but I want you to wait. I want you not to do this now. Or this is good, but I want you to focus on these other things. Or other things will just come up. Doesn't necessarily have to be someone discouraging you or encouraging you. You'd find that you've decided to do recordings every week. Something just comes up. So instead of you focusing on what exactly your goal was, you start focusing on these other distractions and you forget the main intention that you are clear about that you have to achieve. So whatever you, listener, have decided, whatever you've decided to work on this year, whatever vision it is that you're working on, whatever purpose it is you've been called on this earth, I want you to be clear about it and I want you to fight for it. And in the event that distractions come your way, I want you to be very wise about it and don't lose your focus on the entire goal. In the event, you can even say a statement like, "Get thee behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind my concerns, but merely human concerns." So I want you to be very clear what is a stumbling block and what is just something that you can listen to, give it time for you to be able to grow. Otherwise, that's what I had for today's solo chat. I'm looking forward to talking more about this thing. You can go to Matthew chapter 16 and just read out that story and just know, be clear, we are going to run with the vision, we are going to achieve everything it is you have in mind, but we have to be very aware of what our intent is. Are we really clear about our intent? And if we are clear about our intent, can we be very aware of the different voices, of the different stumbling blocks that may just be meaning well, or the different distractions that may distract you from the goal? And if there's anything you won't remember, I want you to remember that the moment you reach a point of clarity, something will always come up to test your resolve. So be aware of those things. And just, it's just a way for you to ask yourself, are you really sure you wanted to do this? But I know you are going to achieve it. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Masha Tissa. This is the Creative Bar podcast, where we help you get to your full creative potential. Can find us on Instagram. Looking forward to hear more from you, but until next week, it's a bye for now.